بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. As we all heard from our respected ulama ikram, the days of Hajj have begun, and together with that, the season of Qurbani also is at our doorstep. Season of Qurbani, and the heart has to go back to Makkah Mu'azzama, that family that laid their lives down for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Hajj, Allah gave us Qurbani, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Khalil, the friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and his honorable family Ismail and Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So their Qurbani Allah ta'ala gave us Zamzam. So their Safa, Marwa, Sa'i, Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, husband left her behind, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, fulfilling the command of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, as it explains also, Allah teaches us in this beautiful incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, tarbiyat of our children also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who had the burning love of Allah in his heart. What he had in his heart, Allah Ta'ala accepted him to build the Kaaba Sharif. They're making dua, Rabbana ba'athihim rasulam minhum. That makan ban gaya. And now the place was already made. Makkah Sharif was built. Makin baqi raha. Now who will inhabit this place? He built it. What a great feat Allah Ta'ala afforded him to build the Kaaba, the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in this dunya. Now what humility after building the Kaaba Sharif. A person builds a nice palatial home, and he feels now that I can afford this. I had the best tailor, the best plumber, the best electrician, the decor and everything else. Here he built the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But look at the height of his humility. Aqsa ghayati tadhallul. Aqsa ghayati tadhallul. The highest level of humility. He said, Allah, now Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, accept it from me. I couldn't do it properly. We are taught every step to me. Shukr to Allah, istighfar to Allah. Ya Allah, what can we do? Our amal are broken, taqwa is broken. We don't know how to show love to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how to perform our salah. Say, Allah, you accept this little effort of mine that Allah, you afforded me now to build the Kaaba Sharif. And then making dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Rabbana ba'ath fihim. Allah sent among them a Rasul that will teach them Sharia, Deen, Kitabullah, wa yuzakihim, and will make tazkiyah of their nafs. This dua was directly for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, my progeny, accept this effort of mine, this qurbani of mine, and behind this qurbani also was qurbani upon qurbani. These days we are coming into the days of qurbani. It reminds us of the qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. That deen came to us with qurbani. Deen came with sacrifice. The entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time of Nubuwwat till the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, was only difficulty, was only qurbani. Now you hear people saying that who's got change, who got peace, who doesn't have problems? Person has everything in his life, but there's something there. Somebody has some problem with the other. As it explains to us also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much in this country that now we have this feeling of entitlement. That I deserve to live a life like this. I'm entitled to have this type of food, or this respect, or this ikram. Only the ihsan of Allah we live in. Only the ikram of Allah. As it says, we call him and translate the ihsan, the fazl of Allah, in our translation in our country, bantela, free of charge, Allah Pak is giving us food. And 99% of the things we are enjoying in our country, although we complain so much that this now street light is not working, what the government is doing, there's potholes everywhere. Now they're turning into digs also. Complain about complaint, infrastructure and everything else. One of our kabir was asked also, that how come all the things happening in our country? So subhanallah, the reply, we know what the common replies that we're reading in the papers and internet. And we also complaining. As I say, we have this habit of complaining. So he says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ Allah نے تمہارے کام میں لگا دیا. Allah Ta'ala put the entire sky and earth for your service of the ummah. For your benefit, Allah Ta'ala put it there. For your benefit, not for the non-Muslim. Allah Ta'ala put them to work for you also. To keep the roads for you. To keep the electricity running for your benefit. Not for their benefit, for your benefit. They're living in the barakat of your kalima. Tomorrow you are not here, they will be gone. But the roads have changed now. How are they going to do the holidays? We say we'll do the same. How they want to eat out, you also want to eat out. Whereas you are the leaders. Khair ummah, you're the best of ummah. You're supposed to be showing the way, but you are following. So how they want to eat, how they want to sleep, how they want the entertainment, how they want the holidays, we say labbaik, we're following also. Not realizing that they are living to the barakat of our kalima. We have the key in our hand, but now we sold it to them. For that, the elders say that the entire infrastructure Allah Ta'ala gave us to use for His deen. When the roads will not be used, when the roads will not be used to go for salah, to go for gush, to go in the path of Allah, Allah will take the roads away. When electricity will not be used to read Quran Sharif, to make the dhikr of Allah, to make ta'lim in the home, Allah will take it away. And when these things are abused, and they are used more for the ill a'mal and bad deeds more than good, then Allah will take it away. Now you know my thing, but we're doing all these things. So how much now, as it says before, we used to go out to the, we don't like to see the cinema and bioscope and discos. As it says, now we brought it into the house. All the kharabi, all the haram is in the house, the internet is running. With no cap, whatever, it's uncapped, or there's no limit to it whatsoever. So every home has it, and how much of these ni'mat are being abused? So what Allah Ta'ala made it for the benefit of the ummah is using it for the benefit of deen, but more for non-benefit. So Allah will take it away. The roads will go, electricity will go, the water, the israf, وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا. Eat, drink, don't be extravagant. Whether it's the weddings also, extravagant, the food being thrown away. People that don't need food, we are feeding them. This or that, now he'll invite me for his walima and his nikah. And you see how he upgraded from my da'wat, and the next one upgraded from that da'wat. So all the rights are being used, decor is being used, money is being used. So the infrastructure is based upon our a'mal. Is that Eskom and Telkom and all these companies around us? Is the best of ummat, khairu ummatin, are you doing the best of a'mal? The best of ummat, are you doing the best of a'mal? Allah will give you the best of facilities, the best of roads, the best of electricity, the best of everything to keep your deen running. So everyone is complaining that we are having a hard life. He is complaining about complaint, let's use this strategy, let's use that. Many people are speaking now in the locality, let's pull our money together for one account. We will go to municipality and tell them that we are not paying the rates until now you sort the roads out. But I thought that our street, we all go for Fajr Namaz together. We all go Fajr Namaz together, Allah will sort the street out. Allah will sort the electricity out. Where it will come from? Allah has His solar system, Allah will give it to us. Allah is the muhtaj of all these stations and substations around us. Our station for the electricity is the Masjid, the house of Allah, the Baytullah. The Jalli of Allah is coming there. The Noor of Allah is coming there. We have to connect ourselves to the house of Allah, the house of Allah connected to the Baytullah. From there everything is coming. Al-Hakam Jalla Jalaluhu, the one that passes the final decision is Allah. Final decision is in the hands of Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah only gave us management skills to manage our lives. Have some routines and tarteeb, but end of the day, the final decision is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. I can do as much as I want, my bookings and my day and everything else, but you know I can't control the time. I can't control emotions. I can't control my own life. My own headache, I can't take care of it, is my head. Allah is showing you the slave. I've only given you management skills. The word ownership also is a word borrowed to you, doesn't belong to you. It will expire at your death also, nothing belongs to you. You're not the landlord. The Lord of the land is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That land is borrowed to you also. So, in this worldly life, my dear brothers, our Hazrat teaches us to understand the reality of life, how to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the sukoon. Fala bidhikri la tatma'innul qulub. The storm is raging around you, but my heart is connected. My heart is connected to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll understand everything as it should be understood. Right now, when Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah used to say that major part of the ummah does not understand the system of Allah. We know the system of dunya because 12 years I went to the school, indoctrinated. This is how things work. And we believed it. And we accepted it. We have an open hayat to Sahaba. The lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they understood the reality of life. the amal that they were doing in their homes without electricity. One so beautifully, yeah, in the dark room, we had no light. And Mutalaba, when there's no light, they're getting more happy. Possibly we get chutti for the night sabak. And we had no light, so we had to put some candle lights on. And Hazrat walked in at that time. So while I look at Hazrat, maybe he'll give us off for the night. Hazrat gave a big smile. Subhanallah, tonight our dar room is like Masjid al-Nabawi. The time of Sahaba, candle light. And boys are reading kitabs. This is real. This is reality. We understood the other way around. No light, chutti. They understood this. Light, no light. Now we can read in the darkness. Little bit light we borrow from here and there. The noor and barakat in that is something else. The barakat is something else. So understand what life is about. What's the reality of life? Am I living in a deception? So the zikr of Allah, company of the pious, coming over and over again, they will make us understand that what life really is about. That is why I was saying that how many of us say there is no sukoon left. Where do we go to? Leave this country and go where? Do what? So who has the sukoon? Therefore we see in Quran Sharif, what is worldly life about? Is it only about having a good life? They say yes, money can buy you comfort, can't buy you happiness. Can buy you comfort, can't buy you happiness. Husband and wife were the most comfortable bed in the world, but they're sleeping back to back. Sleeping back to back. They're not speaking for the night. Where's this happiness? Their bed couldn't bring them happiness also. So money won't buy you. That is the zikr of Allah. Contentment in your life. Linking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will create that muhabbat. Rahmatu, mawaddatu wa rahmah. Allah will create that. Become the slave of Allah, the friend of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Allah will give you a heart like that. Then you understand. Hazrat explains also, if we haven't learned how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we love the makhluq of Allah? We don't know what is love. We learned love now from novels and books and posters. And it doesn't work out like that. That we got an award now for speaking so much of lies in that book. Award winning novel. Because we know it's not true. Something beyond this world. There's a jannati life. This life is imperfect. Everyone is imperfect. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, entire life was a life of difficulty. 23 years of nubuwwat was only difficulty. This we have to understand, my dear brothers. If we see in tafsir of Surah Al-Balad, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Ibn Kathir rahimullah explained, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, we made insan fi kabad, to live in difficulty, to live in strife, in toil, in chaos. He says, insan's life, Allah is saying, your life by default is a life of difficulty. I made you in difficulty. When your mother conceived you for 9 months, it was no pleasure for her. There was morning sickness, and a diet change, and a craving change. Just carrying you, حَمَلَتْ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا. She carried you as a burden. So there was nothing pleasurable for her. So your whole inception in dunya was a taklif also for insan. Allah Ta'ala made you like that. And when she gave birth to you also, at that time she said, no more children. It was so difficult for her. But when she saw you, the muhabbat came in her. Then for 2 years, the entire tarteeb of life changed completely. First was your breakfast and her breakfast. Your sleep and her sleep. Your bathing time then hers. Your lunch, your supper first then hers. Entire life routine changed because of one baby. You gave us so much of the cliff for 2 years. And then he explained in our own words, when the child begins to walk, la, he falls down, ma'asum bacha, ma'asum child. Sinless, he fell down, gashed his head, rushed to hospital, stitches. What the child did? He's sinless. Allah says, I made this dunya like this, only difficulty. It's the cliff. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Then he says, the difficulty of كَسْبُ halal, earning a halal livelihood. How many years are you preparing now when it comes to our careers in school, 12 years, 6 years, 7 years, studying just paid for masla, to fill the belly only. So much, so many years you've given now just for that. وَحَلَا sustenance. There's no free money around there. Has to do some toil, some effort has to take place. That's the difficulty. Then the ups and downs, the fluctuations and the rest of it. So all that. And then sakarat, ghamarat al-maut. Now to leave this dunya also difficulty. You came and people were smiling and laughing, now you're leaving, they're crying. So your entire existence was difficult. He said, if you understand this, then you won't have any complaint. You will not have any complaint. Rather, when things go right for you, you only make shukr, ya Allah, alhamdulillah. Hazrat says that you wake up in the morning and you're able to wake up, alhamdulillah. We had a nice, sumptuous breakfast. You had your Fajr Salah wa Jamaat. You had your breakfast. You went to work. You woke up in the morning. All four wheels were there, tires were there, alhamdulillah, in our country. Nobody broke in the house. Allah's fazl. You went to work, had lunch, came home, had supper with the family, read all your salah for the day. You're going back to bed. Nothing happened. No one banged into you. No one kidnapped you. Nobody hijacked you. Nobody attacked you. Everything went well for the day and you had three meals, alhamdulillah, you go back to bed, you are living miracle of Allah. Allah's ihsan is pouring upon you, but we don't recognize. The only thing that one street light is not working for the day, my mood is spoiled. You say, by default, life is difficult. What is happening around us, that's the reality of life. If things are good, this is only Allah's ihsan upon you. We have to examine it the other way around. That everything... Now understand what Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, that if you want the sweetness of this worldly life, the sweetness of this worldly life, Allah has kept only in three things and nowhere else. Only in three things and nowhere else, you'll never find it there. He says the first thing is salah. Arihna ya Bilal. Oh Bilal, give us rahat, give us comfort. Say the iqama. Let us start namaz. I find qurratu ayni fi salah. The coolness of my eyes is in salah. Oh Bilal, give the iqama, start the namaz. That's when I'm most relaxed in salah. He says, Allah has kept it in salah, Jalla Jalaluhu. What Allah has kept in salah is for us to experience it. Our Hazrat teaches us the entire syllabus of salah, what salah is about. How much is jama'ah important? Now we understand, Hazrat stands up in salah, what they must be enjoying, what a highway to the muhabbat of Allah. Hazrat says, it's the exhibition, love making with Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. He says, you'll find it in salah. Much detail, aqim salah, establish salah, how to perform salah, how to get concentration, that I don't want to finish my namaz. I don't want to finish salah. Second thing he says, tilawatul Qur'an. Sweetness of this worldly life you'll find in Qur'an tilawat. Salah Allah demands, salah I want it perfected. Aqim salah til dhikri. Iqamatul salah I want it perfect. Salah you have to make an effort to perfect your namaz, your Qur'an tilawat has to be 100%. We cannot make it 100, but we can make the effort for it. That Allah wants it, iqamat al-salah. I want nothing less than that. With all the fara'is, all the wajibat, and all the musta'abbat, complete. Ummah, you see how far Hazrat says when he comes Sunday, Zuhur in our masajid, Allah make us smart as imams also. We don't have that dumb and courage to tell the youngster, how can you come dressed like this to the house of Allah, wearing jammies and short pants, you know, no topi on the head. The house of Allah. But he comes now to my da'wah like this, Walima da'wah, say, but how are you dressed and came like this? But as Imam of the Masjid says, I can't even say to my own Muslims, but you can't dress like this in the house of Allah. Go change and come back. Have respect for the house of Allah. We haven't respected the house of Allah. Allah closed the Baytullah for us. He says, we want perfect namaz. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا مَعْرِفَةُ الْوُقُوفِ تَجْوِيدُ الْحُرُوفِ Allah says, I want those huruf, makharij, how Quran must be recited, must be perfect. Your ayn, the ha, the qaf, the tajweed has to be perfected. You don't want second grade Quran tilawat, you want the first grade, must be proper Quran tilawat. Allah wants that in salah. That you are speaking to me. You are speaking to me, your speech to me should be perfect. At least make an effort for it. That Allah wants perfected. And third thing, the dhikr of Allah. Allah has kept sweetness of His worldly life in the dhikr of Allah. That is why when Hazrat speaks, that Allah has kept halawati imani in deen in sharia. What we have done now, ulama explained that the sweetness of this dunya, that amount of effort we're supposed to be putting in our salah, spending our chilla in Ramadan by Hazrat Wala, learning about namaz, learning how to make the dhikr of Allah, getting the Quran tilawat right. Well, Hazrat has facilitated all this for us to come and learn. That effort that we're supposed to be putting for salah, Quran and dhikr, we have now used the time and resources to suck out and draw out a little bit the sweetness of dunya, from dunya itself. The little bit of sweetness is there in dunya. So we put all the effort there now to tweak and synchronize our dunya to such a level which before we never heard of. Things will be so smooth. Just clap your hand, the light must come on. Press some button, this goes on. This must happen. Press the remote. You got everything tweaked. So we enjoy the sweetness of dunya and akhirat and the amal. From there now we've robbed the time of our children and said, no, you treat this, get your dunya right and get the sweetness out from there. Hazrat says, when it comes to our dunya, Allah Ta'ala has kept sweetness in food, in family life, in children, in wife. Allah has kept it for a reason. He says, Hazrat says so beautifully, that all these sweetnesses Allah has kept in the material things is in reality window shopping for Jannah. Taste it a little bit so you know what Allah has kept for you in Jannah. We've tasted and we say we love it here. It's divine. Divine is Quran Sharif. Divine is Salah, not the food. But now we say we want it here. Finish, that's it. This is only a taste what I kept for you in Jannah to aspire for that. So I put all my efforts in this now, in the cooking, and the baking, and the decor, how to set the table up, Hazrat said, how that angle of the spoon will be in the platter also. It's all designer now. But now to design my akhirat, that now is barren, I've left it now. I put all effort here. The effort should be diverted back there now. That is why for adults also, we take maktab madrasa to be only for children. My Quran is not right, I have to go back to madrasa. My Quran is not correct. It's not Surah Fatiha, whether I'm reading it right, whether my salah is valid or not. So Allah is keeping these three avenues. So the worldly life is a place of takleef. The only place you'll find sukoon is the house of Allah, dhikr of Allah, Quran, tilawat and salah. If I get this right, then this is full over to my dunya also. Allah will make it aram for me. Although there's difficulty, but in that I'll find my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the freedom to make Hamad to understand it.